This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2190. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded May 11th, Afghanistan, Algeria, Antarctica, Australia, Bolivia, Canada, Colombia, Congo, Cuba, Ethiopia, Germany, Greece, Japan, Korea South, Kyrgyzstan, Malaysia, North America, Norway, Poland, Saudi Arabia, Solomon Islands, Syria, Taiwan, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Our first story last week about Afghanistan has already been updated. It originated in early April and was delayed by monthly publication. But now in CIDX Messenger, Dateline Islamabad via Associated Press, April 7th. A female-led radio station in northeastern Afghanistan has resumed its broadcast after officials shut it down for a week for playing music during the holy month of Ramadan. Sadai Banovan is the name of the station, meaning women's voice in Dari. It's in Badakhshan province. Six of the eight staff members are women. It was allowed to resume activities on April 6th after agreeing to obey the laws and regulations of the Islamic Emirate and stop broadcasting any kind of music. However, this story concludes by saying there is no official ban on music, presumably on FM, but the frequency never mentioned. Here is another new FM station, but it is being heard on shortwave. First reported by Tony Rogers in the British DX Club, Ifriqiya FM on 13790, May 5th at 0645, a new service carried by Algerian shortwave frequencies, an ID in English as Ifriqiya FM, the voice of Africa. Now, the name is spelled Ifriqiya. He says it's well worth listening to for the music alone. Then more info was found about it from press reports and websites. It was launched on May 3rd, World Press Freedom Day. A way to take ownership of issues concerning it. Ifriqiya FM is what it's all about. On its airwaves, 105.6 and 98.4 FM and shortwave, the colors of Africa shine through the voices of journalists and presenters from many countries on the continent. The languages of Africa, its music, cultures, the concerns of its peoples, and its own solutions. An African radio by Africans and for Africans. With a very diversified program schedule, 24 hours a day, 19 of those productions specific to Ifriqiya FM. The five languages to be used are Arabic, French, Targi, T-A-R-G-U-I, Hausa, and Bambara. I was hearing it on 13790, May 9th at 0636, but a very bad frequency choice since at that time it's up against the Chinese radio war and their other users of 13790. Of course, it's occupying the two Algerian transmitters which recently came on the air on shortwave, but they were carrying regular RTA programming until now. One of the sites is Wargla. It's spelled, note this carefully, because people keep misspelling it, as in English, O-U-A-R-G-L-A. The station now has a website, but it is just coming soon as La Voix Africaine, ifriqiya.com. Kai Ludwig comments, could not find real explanations of this project. Only generic blah, blah, blah. A deeper dive into Algerian politics would be necessary, but spontaneously it reminds me of the very similar practice in Libya during the final years of Gaddafi. They put this programming on transmitters that were installed at Beshar and Wargla years ago. It could even be speculated it was this idea that prompted the final activation of the equipment, at a point when hardly anyone expected it anymore. Since then, there have been many other logs of it. The exact schedule has not been made clear, but the registered HFCC schedule for the two Algerian transmitters in this season is as follows, according to Tony Rogers DX Guide. First, the Beshar transmitter. I'll just give the start time and they continue for 24 hours. 039470, 06151110, 09171600, 11215050, 18171600, 21135090. The Wargla transmitter, 09-17-560, 12-21-455, 15-17-560, 15160 and 21UT 13790.
LRA 36 Antarctica was active again on Saturday, May 6th. Manuel Menef in Spain was hearing it on 15476 USB, starting at 20UT until 2055, when it cut off. However, I tuned in later when it was back on the air, 15475.98, reduced carrier USB, May 6th, at 2255, with a good signal into an Argentine remote, but it was off by 2327. Nominal skid, anyway, is Saturdays from 20 to 23 UT. The three 120-meter band stations in Australia are reported active, three different logs on three different dates by Craig Seeger, New South Wales, in Australian DX News. On 2310, May 4th at 1210, shortwave Australia. Very good with late night jazz numbers, noise free, and a canned ID at 1218. On 2325, Station X in Weewa. Unannounced transmission, testing occasionally now. They had Dream Police by Cheap Trick at 1254, a fair signal on May 5th. And 2368.5, Radio Symbon in Sydney, going well with Greek Cypriot music at 0949, May 1st. Another update to last week, one of the last few shortwave stations in Bolivia was reported off the air as of May 3rd and 4th, 3310 Radio Mosochowski. But it came back, Marcos Cox in Chile was hearing it again after a few days on May 9th until off at 0110. He says they sounded weaker than normal. Also heard by Lucio Otavio Bobrovic in Brazil on May 7th at 0926. Good signal back after some days with folk music and Quechua talks. 3310. Here's another full-power Canadian AM station wanting to leave 4FM. In the Canadian Radio News column of John Perkins via IRCADX Monitor, it's 910 CKDQ in Drumheller, Alberta. 50 kilowatt directional, but it wants to move to an FM frequency. There will be a hearing on this on July 6th. And in the same column, also applying to the U.S., if laws are passed in the U.S. that force auto manufacturers to include AM receivers in all new vehicles, Canadians are almost certain to benefit, given the cost savings involved in minimizing differences between U.S. and Canadian vehicle models. Given their emphasis on AM and their program title, Coast to Coast AM has produced their own commercials to motivate their listeners to sign a petition by texting that will be forwarded to the U.S. government to mandate AM in vehicles. These Save AM radio ads are being included as must-run commercials in the nightly syndicated program. As noted in Edmonton on KFYR 550 North Dakota, April 29th at 0236 EDT. Canada Non, the music program Pop Shop Radio, has a special transmission, UT Saturday, May 13th, according to their Twitter via Arakesh Gupta. A 250 kilowatt transmission from Wolverton, UK, on 12005 at 05 UT, May 13th, aimed 300 degrees for Asia, Pacific, Australia, New Zealand, and Western North America. And there will be a special QSL and EQSL and their new hologram sticker. The reactivated Colombian just below 5910, Alcaraban Radio, was missing when I checked May 7th at 0638, as well as its sibling station on 6010. But 5910 was back 48 hours later on May 9th. There's a very weak signal just below 6010, which might be Conciencia, but not up to full power, or maybe it's Brazil. As of May 7th, Manuel Mendez in Spain says 6115, Radio Congo, Brazzaville, very irregular. Last days in the early morning and afternoon, out of the air. Richard Langley in New Brunswick reports that UT May 7th, around 0140, Radio Progreso Cuba was back on the air, 4765, with good signals but utility interference, as well as Rebelde on 5025. I also heard 4765, May 10th at 0130 with the traditional ID, La Onda de la Alegría, Radio Progreso. Probably it's still on the limited schedule of only midnight 30 to 0400 UT. Via Mike Terry, Michael Huns reported on the MWDX Club FB, Radio Dechovka will celebrate Czech Broadcasting's 100th anniversary. That's Dechovka. Exactly 100 years since it started regular broadcasting from Czechoslovakia. With a symbolic 24-hour broadcast on medium wave 1233 kHz, starting at 10 UT for this special broadcast, and there will be a special QSL card. Eric Fetters of Alpen, Washington State says, for the past month I've been hearing a station on 17575 from 16 to 1630 UT. Sounds like Middle East or African programming, but not listed. Mauno Ritter replies, the answer is in the WRTH update. And also in Africa on shortwave by Tony Rogers, it is Radioni di Re Shagar from Oromia Public Media, that is clandestine for Ethiopia, using 500 kilowatts via France. Not clear if it's daily now or is originally Monday, Wednesday, Friday only. As we reported before, Zaharias Youngest in Greece has been hearing something called Music for Joy. But where is it coming from and who is behind it? We have a partial answer, thanks to Dave Kenny in communication of the British DX Club. He says it appears to consist of non-stop electronic music with no announcements. Not clear who is behind it, but it must be costing a fortune to hire several hours of airtime per week via Now in Germany. And this is the schedule. Until June 30th, it's on Tuesdays and Thursdays only. 13 to 14 to East Asia on 17670. 18 to 19 to East Africa, 11790. 1830 to 1930 to Europe and Mideast on 9755. And 20 to 21 UT to Africa on 9800. Then starting 1 July, the days of week change to Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Alok Scripta refers us to a Deutsche Welle website celebrating that station's 70th anniversary as of May 10th. And they have a very well-produced 4-minute audio video about the history of the station, www.dw.com. Deutsche Welle turns 70. This report from Viktor Tsikhanovich in Rus DX about Greece. Olympia Radio, in Greek, has a press review. Now, these are maritime frequencies. It's not clear why they would have a press review in voice, but here's the schedule in USB. 11:45 to 12:20 on 13134 and 17341. 19:45 to 20:20 on 8776 and 13134. Here's something else, even more esoteric, reminding us of what's going on in the USA, but it's from Takahito Akabayashi in Japan. According to Ham Ryota Motobayashi, JJ1WTL, a shortwave digital experimental station has been established in Chiba Prefecture. The Ministry of Internal Affairs and Communications licensed two experimental shortwave stations to Datacom Services, LLC. The aim is to put data transmission for financial transactions into practical use. A working group has been set up to study the possibility of shortwave fixed digital communication to report the idea in June. The official institutionalization of the system will be done in the latter half of this year. In the critical financial data communication, delay is a major problem. The major advantage of shortwave digital communication is the delay is only 33 milliseconds from Tokyo to Chicago, about 10 megameters, while it's 260 milliseconds in satellite, 50 milliseconds in optical fiber. And in the USA, it was reported there were more than 157 experimental shortwave stations for this purpose in 2018. He asks, is the day of new shortwave communication coming? Here are the details. Callsign JS2RA for Chicago with 10 kilowatts, and JS2RB for the Philippines with 5 kilowatts. Too many shortwave frequencies to read off here, but they're in the World of Radio IO group. Both of them start at 6864 in the D1D mode. From the British DX Club, the latest tentative schedule for JSR, Shokase or Sea Breeze, from Japan about North Korean abductions. 13 to 14, 5920 and 6090. 16 to 17, 5935 and 6165. In Korean and Japanese, except Wednesdays in English. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz. World of Radio 2190. A non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com, for which voluntary financial support is very much appreciated, which may be sent, not necessarily in U.S. funds, via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com, or by money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. More about the clandestines from South to North Korea from Ron Howard in California. 5920, Voice of Freedom on May 7th. An unfortunate development with non-stop super jamming of white noise.
seems to be what had been on 6045. The different pulsating noise jamming that followed VOF when they changed frequencies normally ended shortly after 11 UT, leaving VOF with fairly good reception, but not anymore. Super jamming seems to always be on and is very effective. And Ron Howard says, last year when Echo of Hope, VOH, did their weekly change of frequencies between 4880, 4885, and 4890, the North Korean jamming was always on a specific singular frequency. Nowadays, here in California, I've noticed they have gotten lazy, and there is just one large blanket jamming that covers all three frequencies, so they never have to deal with frequency changes. Of course, for some time, VOH stopped their weekly change of frequencies, so they are now just like the Voice of the People, not changing from week to week. So here are the non-changing Echo of Hope frequencies, as noted May 8th. 3985, 4885, 5995, 6250, 6350, and very strong on 7720. And there's a weekday English lesson heard at 1128. Phrases like, I think I hurt my back, I strained my ankle, I will call an ambulance. Very, very expensive. And as of May 8th, the usual non-changing frequencies for Voice of the People. 3480, 3910, 3930, 4450, 4560, 6520, and 6600. Voice of the People also reported in Australian DX News by Rob Wagner in Victoria as of April 21st on 3480 at 1940 UT, a good signal, easily heard over siren jamming. Parallel 4560 seemed not to attract any jamming and was even better. The other parallel frequencies I just mentioned all had varying levels of jamming and a variety of jamming methods from different sirens to heavy noise. Via remotes in Russia, Tony Rogers monitored the Kyrgyzstan transmitter on 5130 the first week in May. The transmissions usually start about 1454 UT and end at 1734, but one day they ran longer until 1830. Lots of religious programming in a Central Asian language, presumably Kazakh. Upon Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard has some points of interest about the two Malaysian shortwave frequencies. 11665 YFM, heard May 7th at 1344 until 1400. Nonstop with an often heard chanting or poem, cutting off just after the start of the news. Fair reception with good audio. Amano in Japan says this chanting seems to be poetry of the month. And on 9835, Sarawak FM has been off the air since about last November with a good signal along with good audio. YFM always had a poor signal with poor audio, sounding rather overmodulated with an echo. Sometime this year, YFM suddenly had a good signal along with vastly improved audio. It seems to me there's a good possibility that the former Sarawak FM transmitter had been switched over for YFM. So what is the status of the former YFM transmitter? And will Sarawak FM ever return to the air again? 9835. In CIDX Messenger, this QSL info from Ed Kuselik in Alberta about Radio Vostochnaya Zvezda, 7320, the Russian ethnic pirate in southwestern U.S., we think. He got an EQSL from the operator who is also behind Radio Pushka. Said he's running about 15 or 20 watts of carrier power, hopes to increase it. He replied in 12 hours after Ed posted his report to a Gmail address. Since then, he's moved to 7400, where I often hear it late at night, such as May 4th at 0640, when there was a dialogue or drama with a man and woman yelling in Russian, along with a music background, an S9 signal. Another North American pirate, the Antichrist, station YHWH, was again heard on 7475, May 11th, says Walt Samaniv in BC, after an absence of perhaps a couple of weeks, at 0347, a good level. Then Eric Fetterswalp in Seattle was also hearing it at 0430, barely audible. And Walt says he went off at 0440 and a quarter. Norway Non, this from Terry Kogan, N5RTC, manager of Texas Radio Shortwave. It's a relay of Radio Northern Star, our first of two low-power station relays this year. He says, I suspect few listeners have heard the station directly on 5895, so we're making it easy to hear them and receive a nice QSL. An hour of Northern Star's programming at midnight UT Sunday, May 14th, on WRMI 5950.
A nice QSL is awaiting accurate detailed reception reports sent to texasradiosw@gmail.com. We don't expect to hear music on ham bands, but it seems that some of the FM repeaters at the top end of 10 meters have what we might call interval signals. In Real DX, Jürgen Bartels in Germany recorded this and wondered where it's coming from. Mauno Ritola replies, it's from Poland on 29.66 megahertz. Mike Cooper forwards a Financial Times story. Saudi-backed group explores launch of English news channel to rival Al Jazeera as the kingdom aims to expand its global media influence. The Saudi Research and Media Group had contacted media consultancies to study feasibility and scope of the venture. Preparations are at an early stage. It would be the second big English-language broadcaster in the Arab world. I don't see the word television anywhere in this story, but I suspect it's about that and not radio, let alone shortwave. On 5020 SIBC, Solomon Islands is still being heard by Ron Howard on May 5th. It was running past their usual 12 UT sign-off with non-stop pop songs until off at 12:27. On April 26th, Tariq Zaidan in Cairo, around 03:15 UT, heard an Arabic station on 11840 about farming and tomato seeds, mentioning several towns in Syria, but there was no ID. It went off at 03:30. Then on May 11th, he says, sounds like the agricultural voices of Syria moved from 11840 to 11830 instead of the usual frequency, as heard at 0300. Wolfgang Buschel says AVS is transmitted via the UAE site. Alakesh Gupta forwards news from Radio Taiwan International that they're celebrating their 95th anniversary by hosting a postcard collection drive, asking listeners to send in postcards with an interesting aspect of local culture with a message promoting world peace. They'll be displayed at various locations around Taiwan or read on the air. Deadline is June 18th. Messages should be in one of the 19 languages used by RTI. Every qualifying participant will receive a limited edition 95th anniversary postcard and the chance to win other exclusive gifts. More details at event.rti.org.tw. Of course, RTI is relayed by WRMI, but not in English. Speaking of which, May 11th at 06:38, I heard WRMI again on 7730, a frequency which had been off the air for 6 or 7 months following hurricane damage. Not sure yet what they're going to do with it. It does not yet show on their schedule, but it was not parallel to any other frequency I could hear. KVOH back on the air, 9975, heard by Ricky Long in Alberta, May 6th at 0406, and by Walt Salmon of NBC until it went off the air at 0500. Dan had received a reply from Ray Robinson as of May 5th. Transmitter repairs are complete. We will be on air again tonight. You should be able to hear 9975 Thursday through Sunday evenings from now on. That's starting at midnight UT, and on Mondays, there is a WR wave scan, as I heard May 8th. In the British DX Club communication, Dave Kenny says, WJHR in Florida, checked during April, confirmed on the air between 13 and 21 UT instead of 14 to 22 all year, so as if they made a daylight shifting change of 1 hour on 15555 USB. And Dave also reports WRNO 7505 had been off the air during checks earlier in April but was back as of 23 April with a very strong signal in the USA. It was previously at 01 to 05. But on the 23rd, it was running much later, including English from 07 to 08 and Chinese from 09 to 13. On May 5th, Ron Howard says it was preaching in Chinese at 11:39 with simultaneous translation into English, still heard at 12:45, but off by 13:20, maybe at 1300. FCC watcher Ben Cobb reports, consulting engineer Alex Pilosoff has filed a fourth opposition to an application of DPA MAC for an international broadcast license, pointing out legal and technical deficiencies. Non-U.S. persons cannot hold FCC licenses. The possibility of foreign interests usually invites careful scrutiny. The filing examines the extent to which an Israeli supplier of HF Trading Data Systems is behind this U.S. license applicant. The purpose is likely to acquire the HF broadcast license for non-broadcast purposes. Pilosoft describes it as pretextual. The word is most fitting. FCC should open a wide-ranging public proceeding soliciting input on all aspects of shortwave broadcasting, including whether and how it might change to accommodate new technologies and new entrants. Furthermore, Ben Cobb reports, companies in the financial industry have petitioned FCC for access to 2 to 25 megahertz for private international data communications. They own HF trading stations licensed in the experimental radio service, presumed to be technical investigations of propagation and antennas, and not regular business ventures. The petition would enable the experimenters to migrate to regular licensed operations. The FCC has not opened the petition for public comment, but I expect it to happen within a few days. And furthermore, something called the Shortwave Modernization Coalition has filed an extensive petition with the FCC. And Ben Cobb has just published number 8 of his experimental radio newsletter, available online, including an EHF law enforcement instrument, long-wave sensing, drone deliveries, new uses for aging satellites, Bluetooth space robots, and more, an update on experimental shortwave licensing, everything from 120 kHz to 60 GHz, audio videos, and spectrum usage info you will not see anywhere else. Go to www.experimentalradio.news. That's one word, experimental radio. In IRCA, Les Rayburn in Alabama says David Cox, an X4I, alerted me to a station heard on 1710 kHz playing classic rock music, discovered while visiting a hospital on Highway 280 just outside of Birmingham in Shelby County. First heard on April 19th, but hard to get an ID. Les was determined to identify it and visited the closest location, Inverness area of Highway 280, where it was very strong, and recorded this ID as Squeaker, claiming to transmit with 100 milliwatts. But he says that's unlikely, as I heard it for at least 7 miles on my car radio before it finally faded into the noise. Maybe it could be DXed at greater distances.
You are listening to Squeaker AM Radio, 100 milliwatts, delivering classic and rarely heard rock music.
You are listening to Squeaker AM Radio, 100 milliwatts, delivering classic and rarely heard rock music.
Radio Vanuatu continues to be surprisingly well heard on its third harmonic, 11835, which starts at 07 UT. On May 9th, it was reaching 10 over 9 for me, when they were playing some music and then some commercials and Bislama talk, probably going into a newscast. Furthermore, I had barely audible the signals on the second harmonic, 7890, and on the fourth, 15780. Shall we try for the fifth? That would be 19725. Ron Hard was listening at the same time, routinely being heard, he says, day after day, with very enjoyable reception. The propagation outlook from SWPC. Geomagnetic field expected to be quiet to unsettled from May 11th to 22nd, but then ANK indices of 20 and 5 on May 24th, with G1 minor storms, another peak June 2nd at 16 and 4, solar fluctuating between 140 and 160. With thanks to all our stations and contributors, Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2190 with a standard disclaimer.